Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Good morning and welcome to this edition of our Miracle Prayer Day program. I'm one of your hosts and facilitators. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. We're going to be with you for the next 2 hours. Thank you so very much for getting up early this morning to join us. We've got a wonderful program. Happy Sabbath, Shalom. We've got a very exciting program, very interesting program. Miracles do happen. We're going to be joined by Ms. Principal LeBron shortly, and she will present our welcome and purpose. This morning, for our praise and worship, we're going to have special music that will be coming to us. We're going to be having special music that will be coming to us. You must call 347-857-1769. Please call 347-857-1769. To listen to this show live. We're going to be doing that this morning. So let's go ahead now and bring in Principal LeBron, because we're going to be having, once again, we're going to have special music this morning for our praise and worship. So let's go ahead and bring in Principal LeBron. Principal LeBron, good morning and welcome to today's program.
Good morning, and a happy Sabbath. Welcome, welcome, everyone. I hope that you had a good night's sleep, because it's time to commune with God. It's time to just sit at his feet, just as Mary did years ago. She just sat at his feet and just listened to his every word of wisdom. This morning, you are in for a treat. There's the theme of this morning is it is dealing with the Sabbath, dealing with just this special day, a day of rest, a day that God has given us. But the question is Saturday the day that God has blessed and hallowed as Sabbath day? We will see as we go further on in the program, we're going to see what the Bible has to say about it. And how do we keep it holy? What's a practical way? There's a way in theory, there, you know, keep the Sabbath holy, but how does that look like? So we will further discuss that in our program. So don't forget to go ahead, it's not too late, to go ahead and to text your friend or call your friend to get on the show, hop on the show, so that you can be able to hear the word of God and the blessings that he has for you. So once again, welcome, and you're in for a blessed treat, I should say. Happy Sabbath.
All right, excellent. All right, we're going to continue with our programming this morning. We're going to welcome Sister McDonald for our opening prayer. Sister McDonald, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Happy Sabbath. Let us pray. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The seas and they that dwell there. Our Father in heaven, this morning we want to give you thanks and praise for this blessed Sabbath day. Dear Lord, a day that you sanctified and set it apart, dear Lord, for your children. And as we come this morning, we come in obedience, dear Father, to your will. As we come, we ask, dear Lord, for forgiveness of our sins, our transgressions, our iniquity, in thought, word, deeds, and action. We come asking, dear Father, that you present a blessing upon this line and this program this morning. That everything, dear Lord, will be done to your name, honor, and glory. And as we are here, dear Lord, you are alive. That let everything that have breath praise the Lord. We are here to praise and worship you this morning. And we ask that heaven will come down and glow will fill our souls. That angels will tabernacle around this place, dear Father. And may nothing, dear Lord, intervene that is not of you. As we come this morning, dear Father, nothing in our hands we bring, but simply to the cross we cling. Dear Lord, that as we speak on your Sabbath, that you will fill our hearts and our minds with that peace and that joy that you so desire us to have on that day, that we will rest in you. And in you, dear Lord, is all joy and happiness and peace. So we just want to give you thanks and praise for all that you have to bestow upon your people today. May we accept it by faith. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen.
All right. Good. Okay. Thank you for that. Awesome. All right. This time we're going to go right ahead with our scripture and interpretation. We're going to have our scripture and interpretation done by Sister Kim Lee Wong. I'm sorry, Sister Kim Lane. Sister Kim Lane. Good morning, Sister Kim Lane.
Kim Lee Wong.
Kim Lee Wong.
Yes.
Okay. Are
Good
you
morning.
At 1242?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. They gave me a different. Okay. Something different. All right.
I saw the difference in it. Like, okay. All right. So good morning, everyone. And the scripture reading this morning is taken from Matthew chapter 12, verses 3 through 8. But he said to them, have you not read what David did when he was hungry? He and those who were with him, how he entered the house of God and ate the showbread, which was not lawful for him to eat, nor for those who were with him, but only for the priest? Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath the priest in the temple profaned the Sabbath and are blameless? Yet I say to you that in this place there is one greater than the temple. But if you had known what this means, I desire mercy. Okay, I think I skipped a page. But if you had known what this means, I desire mercy and not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the guiltless. For the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. And so in this reading, Jesus responds with this argument that clarifies the true definition of the Sabbath, asserting his role as the promised Messiah and pointing to his divinity. You see, Jesus understood the heart of the Sabbath, what God's original command was pointing to. As followers of Jesus, God does not expect us to live by Israel's law. However, the wisdom of these laws remain, and the law of the Sabbath is rich with significance for us today. Sabbath is not a commandment we are bound to. It's a promise we are invited to enjoy. Sabbath rest is an invitation to practice for eternity in God's presence, act of regular and intentional trust of God's rule on earth. We Shabbat, or we stop everything in order to nuach, or rest. When we stop working, we can truly rest in God's presence. When we practice this purposeful pause, we make room for God to take up residence in our individual lives and communities. And when we do this, we take part in the new creation story, setting the stage for God to make his dwelling place once again in us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so very much for that reading and interpretation. We are looking for Sister Jasmine. Sister Jasmine, if you're there, good morning, Sister Jasmine. All right. It appears that Sister Jasmine may not be with us. Let's try one more time. Sister Jasmine. Okay. She's not with us this morning. She was going to do our special music this morning. So instead, we're going to go right on with our programming. It is so good to worship in the house of the Lord this morning for those of you all who may be going out to a sanctuary today. We certainly bid you well on that. Those of you all who are just going to be listening to a sermon by program, we're certainly going to go with that as well. We're bidding you well on that. All right, this time we're going to go with our...
Dr. Walker?
Yes. Yes.
I'm sorry. I'll go ahead and do the special music for you.
Okay. All right. We'll go ahead with that, with special music by Principal LeBron. Thank you, Principal LeBron. Okay.
Not a problem. This song came into my mind as I did my morning walk this morning. And so I felt maybe I was inclined to do it this morning. But we need Jesus in our lives. So this song says, without him. Without him, I could do nothing. Without him, I surely fail. Without him, life would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Jesus, oh Jesus, do you know him? Today you can turn him away. Oh, Jesus, oh, blessed Jesus, without him, how lost I would be. Without him, I would be dying. Without him, I'd be enslaved. Without him, life would be hopeless. But thank Jesus, but with Jesus, thank God I am saved. Jesus, oh Jesus, do you know him? Today you can turn him away. Oh Jesus, oh, blessed Jesus, without him, how lost I would be.
Amen, amen. Thank you for improvising for us this morning. We're not sure what happened with Sister Jasmine. I know it's early and sometimes we oversleep for the program, but nevertheless, I'm sure she'll join us at a later time. All right, thank you so very much once again, Principal LeBron, for improvising for us this morning. And without Jesus, you're right, we would all fail. Thank you so much for that. We're going to move ahead with the program this morning. We're going to have our focal point this morning by Sister Yvonne Evans, and she's going to present to us this morning how to actually keep the Sabbath holy. How to actually keep the Sabbath holy. Good morning, Sissy Evans.
Good morning, Dr. Walker, and happy Sabbath to everyone that are listening this morning. I just want to say happy Sabbath for this brand new day also. And before we begin, I'd love to say a word of prayer. Heavenly Father and our God, I just want to thank you for grace and for mercy. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you for your grace and mercy, and for the ability to speak, and for the ability to hear, for the ability this morning to be in the land of the living. And as I read what you gave me to present, I pray that the heart will be receptive, Lord Jesus. Minds will be renewed. In Jesus' name I ask it, to the Holy Spirit. Amen. And amen. And the question is asked, how do we keep the Sabbath holy? And we can look at Exodus 20, getting to verse 8. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Those words begin the fourth of God's 10 commandments. The question asks, how do we keep the Sabbath holy? What exactly is God telling us to do and not to do on the Sabbath day? Before we answer the question, let's go back to the origin of the Sabbath day in Genesis 2. We read that after the creation week, God ended his work, which he had done, and he rested the seventh day from all his work, which he had done. We next read, then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it. The seventh day was blessed and sanctified. That means that God set it apart from the other 6 days of the week for a special purpose. Because of this unique blessing and sanctification, the seventh day of the week is very special to God. But he didn't just rest and bless it for his own use. He did this as an example and a gift for people. When God gave the Ten Commandments to Moses, he includes the seventh day, Sabbath, as the fourth commandment, Exodus 20. 8-11. God did not create the Sabbath to be a temporary or a burdensome law. Jesus said, the Sabbath was made for man, Mark 2:27. It was a gift God made for us. That's why Jesus, the apostle, and the New Testament church continued observing the Sabbath. On a Christian accept that the seventh day Sabbath is holy and a law of God, the question arises, how does a person keep the Sabbath holy? The Bible doesn't give a long list of do's and don'ts for how to keep the Sabbath, but it does provide us many solid principles how to help us understand how to keep the Sabbath holy. 5 principles that he laid out about how to keep the Sabbath holy. And we will look at a few of them. Keep the Sabbath holy by not working the fourth commandment specifically. States, the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord, your God. In it, you should do no work. Exodus 20:10. In the next verse, the command connects this with God, resting on the seventh day. Verse 11. 2, keep the Sabbath holy by not employing others to work on the Sabbath. In it, you should do no work, you nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your servant, nor any stranger. There are many Sabbath-keeping business owners around the world who practice this every before sunset comes on Friday, they close their business and they don't reopen until after Sabbath ended. Keep the Sabbath holy by attending Sabbath service. Resting on Sabbath doesn't mean we stay home in bed all day. In Leviticus 23, the Sabbath is referred to as one of God's holy convocation in order to bring his people together for fellowship and collective instruction and worship. God designed the seventh day as a day of assembly. Throughout his life on earth, Jesus Christ assembled with others on the Sabbath. Keep the Sabbath holy with spiritual enriching activities. On the Sabbath, we are to pursue, we are to pause from our normal routine, our work, like shopping, errands, chores, activities, sports, television, watching television, and spend the day doing things that are spiritually enhancing. God created the Sabbath to be a refreshing and enjoyable experience for his people. Again, Jesus Christ proclaimed that the Sabbath was made for man. Mark 2:27. Keep the Sabbath holy by preparing for it. Many Sabbath keepers use Friday, the sixth day of the week, to prepare for the Sabbath. It's often called the preparation day. This is used on a principle found in Exodus 16, when God gave the wandering Israelites manna from heaven. 6 days you should gather it, but on the seventh day, the Sabbath, there will be none. Verse 22 to 26. God doesn't give us physical manna today, but we can still apply the principle to preparing in advance. Here are some ways a Sabbath keeper can prepare for the Sabbath day before it comes. Clean the house so it's tidy for the Sabbath. Plan and prepare a special meal. Gas up your car so you don't have to wonder about fuel on the Sabbath day. Here are something that I want to really leave with us this morning, a thought. Throughout his life, that's Christ's life on earth, Jesus Christ assembled with others on the Sabbath. God's people are specifically warned to not neglect the assembling of yourself together. Amen and amen. Praise God.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Evans, for that wonderful reading and in preparation, how we keep the Sabbath holy. Thank you very much for that. Sister Evans, I do want to ask a question. So if we go out to pleasure ourselves, for example, to eat out at the restaurant or go bowling on the Sabbath, is that keeping the Sabbath holy? Just quickly.
I would say no, because God has given us 6 days to prepare. I can see in an emergency, like when Jesus Christ was walking through the cornfield and he plucked the corn to feed the disciples, that was an emergency situation that God did that. But he gave us 6 extra days to go out and play and to do all other activities. And this, we can really look at Jesus Christ's example, because he bade us to be in his sanctuary just like he did with his disciples worshiping on the Sabbath day.
Okay, excellent. Thank you for that response, and thank you for that reading. All right, we're going to go right on with our program this morning. We're going to have a praise report testimony this morning, our first one, and we're going to bring in Poet Rosette, a.k.a. Miss Sister Rosetta Campbell. Good morning, Poet Rosette.
Good morning, good morning. Yes, it's so good to be with my radio family this morning. I want to say that God is a way maker and a miracle worker. In July, my son told me that he needed to go back to Orlando because some of his classes are only in person. So I told him, okay, start looking for a safe place. At one point, he came back and said the only place that has room is a complex he lived at as a sophomore. But I told him, no, we don't need to go backwards because I didn't feel that was a safe place at times because it was the cheapest place near the campus. And I found out they rent it to non-UCF students, like the general public as well. So I started asking all the prayer warriors that I know to pray for my son to find a good place to live near campus. Then I kept following leads from my son, friends, or the university campus partners website. My son sent me info about 3 apartments, so I had my daughter read the reviews and tell me her first choice. I thought I had found the perfect place at one point, so I prayed specifically about him renting a room in a house near the campus. I took the day off August 19th. While I was getting my car serviced, I texted the owner about the room in the house to see if she had made a decision. We went to get gas, and another family from church who was taking their daughter to USF in Tampa. Then I drove in faith to Orlando. Along the way, I got a response back from the lady saying she decided to give the room to another student and good luck. So I drove directly to the complex that my daughter liked best based on the top 3 list my son had. Praise God, 2 people changed their mind about staying there, so we were able to get a sublease. God opened the doors, and we said yes. We did the paperwork and got approved. After lunch, we drove to 2 places just to see, and both were completely filled. So praise God, we had gone to the right place. This past weekend, God put like icing on the cake when my son ran his first 5K race and won first place in the 20 to 24 age group. When I told him that I was talking about how words inspire change at the detention center with my students, he sent me a YouTube video with Eric Thomas, a motivational speaker, and told me to share it with my students, because listening to him has been encouraging him. This was another answer to prayer because I felt like off and on, like I felt like my son sometimes was getting depressed. But instead of me thinking of ways to encourage him, he was encouraging me and my students. So I see how God is helping and blessing my son, and so I want to say thanks for all the prayers.
Amen, amen. God is still able and keeping with that he's faithful and he's able. We're going to have our first prayer warrior session this morning, and we're going to go with Elder Jude Verlaine. So what we're going to do is open up the lines. If you have a special prayer request, Elder Jude is going to write it down, and he's going to honor, you know, your petition, the throne of grace for your prayer request. So if you know that you don't have a prayer request, we're going to ask that you mute your phone so that it does not interfere with the prayer. So this morning we're going to open up the lines for anyone who has a special prayer request. Good morning, Elder Jude.
Good morning, Dr. Walker. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. I would like
okay,
to...
Go ahead, give your name. Give your name, of course, and give your prayer requests. And if you're interceding for someone, give your name and the person whom you're interceding for. Mr. Brown, go ahead. I think you were going to say something.
Yes. I would like to ask prayer for my mother, Ms. Jacqueline. She's just declining in health, and she's always been a strong woman, but I'm asking prayer for strength for my mother, as well as enrollment increase for our school, and that those who walk through the doors will also be able to give their lives to the Lord.
I would like to request prayer for a sister, a friend of mine, who has been in the hospital since the end of July. My name is Sister Kim Lee Wong.
Okay,
can you hear me?
Sister. Yes, go ahead, sister.
Okay, so I'm requesting prayers for my friend who's been in the hospital since the end of July, and she's had multiple surgeries and procedures done. She just recently had a double lung transplant that is not necessarily going successfully, but we are accepting the report of God that she will live and not die. Her name is Lucretia.
Okay, thank you, Sister Wong.
You're welcome.
All right, we'll go with that. I'll leave you with those prayer requests.
Okay. There are no more requests. As Dr. Walker says, we're going to go with those requests at this time. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. We're so thankful, Father, that you gave us this opportunity to come before you in this fashion, Lord. You are our faithful Father. You are our friend. And we're so glad that we serve you, a faithful God, a good God, a mighty God. Lord, you have done so much. There was none like you. There was none higher than you. There's none better than you. Not Buddha, not Muhammad, not no other God that stands before you. We know, Lord, that you can do mighty things. Great. You are awesome. You are the God of our weary years. You are the God of our silent tears, Lord. So this morning, we ask that you come by here and hear our cries, Lord. We're desperate for you, Lord. Somebody needs you this morning. We're standing here in the need of prayer. Lord, we thank you for being a way maker, Lord, in the sense that you help Rosette's son, Father, find a place to stay, Lord. We know that you are able to do any and everything that we ask. So, Lord, you've told us to seek and find, and the door shall be open. Ask, and we shall receive. So this morning, we're standing in the gap for Sister Yannick, Principal Yannick LeBron, Lord. She's asking prayer for her mom, Lord. Her health is declining. Sometimes, Lord, the older we get, the weaker we get, Lord, Father. And so we ask that you would restore her, Lord. Give her strength, Lord, to continue on in her age, as she's aging, Lord. Continue to help her to find the foods or the medicine that she may need to be able to sustain a better life, Lord. She's asking, Lord, that you will increase the enrollment at school, Lord, that someone will be encouraged to bring their child to this school, Lord, and know that they are giving their life to God, to Christ, the one and only, the Almighty. Also, Father, we have Sister Kim Wong. Her dear friend Lucretia is in the hospital, Lord. We know, Father, that you are indeed a healer. You can restore her 100%, Lord. We're asking, Father, that you would touch her. Touch everyone in that hospital that is there dealing with her, Lord. Help them to encourage her. Help anyone to encourage her, Lord. We're praying for her, and we're praying, Lord, for every single person on this line, Lord. We're praying for the whole world, Lord. We pray for the president. We're praying for every member in Congress, Lord, every neighborhood, every church, Father. We're asking, Lord, that you will keep your arms, your loving arms around every single one of us, Lord. Continue to keep watch over us, Lord. Help us to grow in your wisdom, Father. Help us to be better more and more every day. This, our Father, is our prayer. We humbly ask in your precious name. Let all those who love the Lord say, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so very much, Elder Jew, for that wonderful prayer as our first prayer warrior this morning. We're going to go with, next have a brief testimony by Sister Beverly this morning. We're going to have a brief testimony by Sister Beverly in just a moment that will be followed by, we're trying to get Sister Belinda Brown. We're not certain if she's with a new number or not, but first we're going to go ahead and hear from Sister Beverly. Good morning, Sister Beverly. Happy Sabbath. It's giving us a little technical difficulty for some reason. It's giving us a little technical difficulty trying to get through to her. We're not sure why. But we're going to try it again and see if she's able to come on. Sister Beverly?
I'm here, Dr. Jesse. Good morning.
Oh,
happy
good
Sabbath.
Morning. Good morning. Happy Sabbath.
Oh, I'm glad you can hear me now. Yeah. So I just want to thank God for this another day that, you know, we can come together to worship him. And my testimony is about, you know, how God can be an on-time God. You know, I've been faced with situations lately, and I've asked my prayer sisters on the Three Angels Voice of Hope prayer line to help me pray, and even on another prayer line I asked them to help me pray that this lady will release some money that she has for me. And, you know, it came down to, like, the ninth hour or just, like, the last minute for me to get this money to do something that I must do. And this was just yesterday. And I was on the midday prayer yesterday. And, you know, we have praise and worship on Fridays. We sing songs and, you know, just read scriptures. You know, it's praise and worship Friday. And while I was on there, I see a call coming in, and I took the call. And after I took the call, I said, let me go ahead and just check my messages because I am not connected to my phone. You know, I could leave my phone and go anywhere. And, you know, when my sisters would call and say, why you don't keep your phone with you? Or I'm not connected to my phone. I will look at it. It's a necessity, but we are not connected. So after I answered the call, I said, let me go ahead and check my text messages. And when I look at the text messages, I see this woman's name in my text message. I said, wow. She texts me since like 10 o'clock. This was now something after 1. I'm like, wow, Lord. And then when I responded to her text, and in like 5 minutes, I look again, and she responds, and the money was in my account. And I have to say, look at you, God. Look at you answering prayer, God. Just like that. So the songwriter said, He's a non-time God. Yes, he is. He may not come when we want him, but he'll be just right on time. He's a non-time God. Yes, he is. Just yesterday, God proved himself to me that he's right on time. He'll never be a minute late. He's right on time. So that's my testimony today, that no matter what we're going through, trust God. Trust him. He's going to work it out some way, somehow. He's a non-time God. Have a blessed day, everyone. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath. Thank you so very much for that. What a beautiful testimony. He's an on-time God to get that money into your account at the 11th hour. Thank you for sharing that with us. Let's see here. We're going to go now momentarily. Let me just bring in Principal LeBron. Principal LeBron, I believe you may have had a praise report you wanted to give this morning. Okay, let's go on and have our next prayer warrior with Miss good morning, Sister Shannon Bright. Good morning. A very brightful morning. Sister Shannon Bright, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Dr. Jesse. How you doing?
We're doing just wonderful. Thank you for being with us this morning. We're going to go now with you as our, unless you have a testimony. Well, you're going to come on later for a testimony, unless you have one now, before you go into your before you go into your prayer. I know that people like you and even myself, we have blessings on a daily basis, and I think all of us do on this planet. We just don't realize how blessed and miraculously God has done things in our lives. And I know at any point in time you have a praise report, because I can give a praise report literally all day on how good God is. So we are certainly opening that up to you. If you have a praise report, a testimony before you go into your prayer. If not, you can do it later.
Well, I got one. Like you said, every
okay.
day. You know what?
Every
my
day.
Praise report is September the 18th, God willing, I will be 55 and alive. 55 and alive. So that is my testimony this morning. As you say, my brother, every day is a blessing, because we are in the land of the living. And no matter what is going on in our lives, it's an opportunity for God to continue to show how great he is. So that is my testimony this morning, God willing. And the thing about it is, as the words say, we can plan, but God has the final say. So in my life, it's always if God is willing, because day by day, breath by breath, minute by minute, second by second, we're on God's time. So I am just thankful that I am getting close to being 55 and alive, and I'm just going to thank the Lord in advance for that blessing, being a cancer survivor. I'm also coming up on my seven-year cancerversary, so he's a good God. He's a good God. And my testimony is, with the type of cancer that I had, the type of breast cancer that I had, which is a very aggressive, I'm going to say was, because I put it, the Lord said he'll throw it into the deepest sea. The type of breast cancer that I had, being triple negative, they said the rate of reoccurrence is, I think it was like 70, it was a very high percentage, 75-85% of the cases have reoccurrence within 3 years. So I can honestly say today, the Lord has blessed me double for my trouble. I'm coming up on 7 years, and hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Does anyone have a prayer request?
Okay, we're going to open up the lines right now as we speak. And I want to start out by a special prayer request. My niece, her name is Bridget. She had a massive stroke last week. And we're praying that God will wake her up in her right mind so they don't have to pull a plug on her. Her name is Bridget. So this is Dr. Walker asking for a special prayer for her. If you're not going to have a special prayer request, all the lines are opening up. We're going to ask that you mute your phone, please, if you don't have a special prayer request. All right. Is there anyone else?
Good morning.
I have a prayer request.
Bright. This is Sister Jasmine. I have a prayer request for my brother-in-law, Gary, who is an alcoholic and who needs to quit. And also my sister, his wife, and the son who are depressed because of the situation they're living in. Thank you.
And you said his name is Jerry?
Gary.
Gary, okay. And what's your sister's name?
Katrine and Poppy. My sister's name is Katrine and her son's name is Poppy. And they're going through depression because of the constant drinking and fighting that's going on in the house. No peace, no happiness.
And let me ask you, Katrine, is that Katrine with a K or Katrine with a P?
T-R-I-N-E.
Okay.
I have a prayer request.
Yes.
This is Sister Annie. I want to pray that God heals my shoulder. I have a rotatory cuff tear, and heaven knows what else seemed to be damaged, but it's very painful and uncomfortable. Thank you.
I would like to request for my daughter. She just recently returned home last August 11. She came back and she has resumed going to school. She's in college. But I want to pray for her mind. She's very distracted. During Sabbath worship last night, she's just constantly on her phone. And I remember she used to be the one that would say, oh, I'm being mindful of guarding my mind and all. Now she's just, so I just want to pray that the Lord would give her the mind of Christ. Amen.
Okay.
Her name is
Michaela. I'm sorry, her name?
Michaela. M-E-C-K-A-Y-L-A.
Hello, this
is
Sister Michelle.
Hold on. Michaela's mom, and what's your name?
My name is Kim, Sister Kim.
Okay.
Sister Shirley. Sister Shirley, this is Sister Annie again. Can you please put my adult children on your prayer list? Ara and Sandra. Thank you.
Hello,
good morning.
This is Sister Michelle. Can you hear me? This is Sister Michelle.
Yes.
Oh, happy Sabbath, everyone. I would like to put in a prayer request for my daughter, Toya, that she is healed from COPD and also that she gets a job very soon.
And
Thank you.
I missed your name.
My name is Michelle.
Michelle. Okay.
Thank you.
Amen. And my sister Shirley, could you?
Sister Shirley.
Sister Shirley, I don't know if I could be heard or not. Did you hear my
I'm here, Sister Annie. This is Sister Shannon.
Yeah,
from the old
I remember
prayer line too. Hey, Sister Annie.
I know. God bless you.
You too.
Sister Shirley is coming in. Sister Shirley.
Shirley. Okay.
Come on, Sister Shirley. Sister Shirley, right in.
Sister Shirley, you there? Come on in the room. You there, Sister Shirley?
Good morning.
Okay. Good morning.
My name is Gertie Slozier. Happy Sabbath, everybody.
Good morning, Sister Gertie.
Good morning, Sister Shannon. I would like to be prayed for my job. It may be time for me to retire, and I just want to know. There's so many aspects of it that I don't know right now, and it's just beginning to be too stressful for me. I also want to pray for my sister and her family. And
give me your sister's name. Amen. Give me your sister's name.
Lorette Jones.
Amen.
And send a special prayer out for Douglas. I would appreciate it. Praise God
always.
This morning.
Amen. Okay. Okay, we're going to go with these requests. I'm going to get on my knees to petition the throne. Can you all hear me clearly?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Father God, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for life, health, and strength. Lord, we thank you that when we woke up, we could actually wake up. And it's not by an alarm clock. It's not by any habit of just waking up early in the morning. It's all because you said yes, because God, we know your yes is yes, your no is no, and your wait is wait, God. Lord, I ask that you forgive us of our sins, cleanse us from all unrighteousness, that our prayers will go higher than the ceilings of the room that we're in, God. Lord, you said in your word, where two or more are gathered, that you would be in the midst, Lord. Lord, there are many on this line, God. And we are so thankful that when we come to you, we don't have to wonder if you're awake, or we don't have to wonder if you hear our prayers. Because, God, you said in your word that you never sleep nor slumber. God, you're the only one that never requires any sleep. So who better to trust than you? God, you said, we have not because we ask not. God, you said for us to come and make our petitions known to you, Lord. You said that if you said it, it is the truth, because you can never tell a lie. And if so, you would deny yourself. And we know that that can't happen. So this morning we bring these prayer requests to you, to the all-living God that we know can do anything. Lord, I lift up Dr. Jesse's, I think, niece that has had a stroke. Niece?
Yes.
That has had a stroke. Bridget. Lord, we lift up Bridget. And Lord, even if I get confused on some of these prayer requests, we're so thankful that you are a God that is never confused, Lord, and you are a God that would never have to say oops, because you said while we were yet in the womb that you knew all about us, God. You knew that we would be here on this day at this time asking you for these needs, Lord. So, Lord, we're asking that you wake Bridget up in her right mind, Lord. We're asking that each and every organ behave, God. Lord, you created her, God. And, Lord, you said in your word that you wish that we prosper and be in good health even as our soul prospereth. So, Lord, we lay Bridget at your feet, God. I lift up Dr. Jesse, Lord, that did not ask anything for himself, Lord. You know what he stands in need of, Lord. We are so thankful that he has this line that we all can come and touch and agree and just glorify your name, God. So I ask that you just continue to bless our brother's comings and goings, bless his coming ins and his going outs, Lord. Bless everything about him, God. Lord, I lift up Sister Jasmine's brother-in-law, Gary, Lord, and I lift up Patrine, and I lift up the son, Poppy, Lord. We know that alcoholism, drug addiction, all of those things are from the enemy, Lord, to destroy, and we know that Satan hates and despises marriage, so we rebuke the devourer right now. We ask that in that home, Lord, that you give it a shaking, that you shake her brother-in-law, and that you wake him up and reveal himself to him, and above all things, reveal how Satan is just trying to use him and to sift him as wheat, God. Lord, I ask that you open his spiritual eyes and his spiritual ears. Lord, I ask that the next drink of alcohol is a bitter taste to his mouth, Lord, that he will have to spew it out and just not understand what's going on. Lord, nothing is too hard for you. Lord, I know about alcoholism, Lord. I know it from my family. How I woke up one day and said, I'm not drinking anymore, and my friends laughed at me. But, God, you did it, and it wasn't AA. It was nobody but you, God. So the same thing you did for me, I know that you can do it for Gary. Lord, I ask that you let peace, P peace that surpasses all understanding and camp about that home, Lord. Lord, you even said in the word that if our spiritual eyes and our spiritual ears could be opened up, that we would be terrified to see the spiritual war that is going on in our very homes, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask that you break that curse right now in Jesus' name. Lord, I lift up my sister Annie, Lord. I ask that you touch her. Just one drop, not even a drop, just a little bit of the blood of Jesus, Lord. The blood still works. I believe the blood of Jesus actually over everyone that I'm praying for today. Lord, I ask that you touch Sister Annie, Lord. Touch her shoulder, Lord. Just one touch from you. Just like the woman with the issue of blood, Lord, we believe, Lord. Touch Sister Annie and heal her shoulder, Lord. Lord, I lift up Makayla, Lord. Lord, we are in a season. It is a tough season, not only for us, but for our children, because Satan is definitely like a roaring lion just trying to destroy our children. And if he can't get to us, or if he can't get to Sister Kim, he's going to touch what's close to her heart, which is her child. So, Lord, we ask that again, that you give Makayla, that you open her spiritual eyes, that her spiritual eyes may see and not be dull, and that her hearing may hear all spiritual things, Lord, and that she can hear your voice, Lord. I just plead the blood of Jesus over Makayla and all of our children on this line, Lord, that are going through situations, Lord. This crazy years like we've never seen before, and it is affecting people's minds, Lord. But, Lord, you said that you would never, ever leave us or forsake us. So, Lord, we believe and trust in you, God. Lord, I lift up Ira and Sandra, Sister Annie's children, Lord. Lord, again, praying for our children, Lord, that they would come back to the fold, Lord, that they would come back in this season, Lord, that they will hear, thus saith the Lord, Lord, that they will hear your still small voice whispering to them to come back home, Lord. Lord, I lift up for you that she is healed from COPD. Lord, when our children hurt, I know Sister Michelle is hurting, because when our children hurt, we hurt, Lord. Lord, they are all gifts from you. You have loaned them to us, Lord, and they are our hearts. But the good thing about that is, God, you love them more than we do. So, Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over her. I ask that each and every lung and the capacity of the lungs are being opened up, the airways are being cleaned, and that she can breathe, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord. And anything we're doing that affects our health, Lord, I ask that you speak to us, guide us, and give us the strength to do what we need to do. Lord, I lift up my sister Gertis, Lord. She is asking for a prayer and for discernment and for wisdom and knowledge, God. Lord, you know what my sister Gertis needs. You know all about her, Lord. Lord, I ask that you just make it plain for her. Lord, oftentimes I used to always say, Lord, in situations, just make it plain so that I can fully understand. Lord, and sometimes when the word talks about the shepherd and us being sheep, why? Because sheep are dumb, Lord, and a lot of times we are all dumb to life, Lord, and we can't make any decisions without you, Lord. So, Lord, we just need you to make it plain, because we know the enemy, when you speak to us, the enemy also speaks. So, Lord, help that we'll understand and hear the voice of you and what you desire for us. Lord, I lift up my sister Gertis, Sister Loretta, and Douglas, and Rebecca. And, Lord, I lift up all of Gertis' family members, Lord. You know what they stand in need of, God. Lord, we know that Satan, the more we praise you, the more Satan hates us. And it puts a dart on our back for Satan to just try to torture us and do things just to make us say that you are not the God that you said that you are. But the devil is a lie, and we know that you are the ever-living God, that you love us like no other. And above all things, Lord, help us to be prepared for your soon coming when you come in the clouds, Lord. I know my grandmother that I love so much, Lord. She used to always say, Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming. And you haven't come yet, Lord, but we know that the time is nigh. Whether we be here to see it or if we're in our grave sleeping, help that when we wake up, that we will not be blinded by the brightness of your coming, that we will be able to say, this is our Lord that we have waited for, and that our feet will not be planted to the ground. We will not run to the rocks to cry out, but we will be lifted up to go with you in that land made new. Lord, and that must be some kind of Satan is working so hard to keep us from it. So, God, we just love you, we honor you, we praise you, and we thank you because you are such a good God, and your mercy does endure forever and ever and ever. In Jesus' name, and anything I haven't answered, Lord, I'm so thankful that we all have the Holy Spirit, which is our permanent prayer partner, that will add what needs to be added and take away what needs to be taken away, Lord. And, Lord, we just thank you because you knew that we would need that comforter. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Sister Shannon, it's always a pleasure to have you on. And just with our other prayer warriors, it's always a blessing to hear your prayers. It just, if you're sleeping, it wakes you up. Thank you so much for that. All right, as we continue with our program this morning, we're going to now have we're going to have a testimony, a brief testimony by Sister Kim Lee Wong. Sister Wong, once again, good morning.
Good morning once again, everyone, and I hope that my phone is holding up, that you can hear me clearly, because I had some issues last night on the prayer line. Can you hear me?
We can, yes.
Okay. I just want to give God praise and thank. I just want to praise his name this morning because worthy he is of all of our praise. I have so many testimonies, but I'm going to hone in on the one that recently occurred last Sunday. You see, I'm a part of the Pathfinder Club at our church, and we usually meet on Sundays. And so I went to church as usual. Actually, we're transitioning to new leadership for this year. And we had our meeting, and then afterwards we decided that we're going to discontinue our contract of last year of cleaning the church. And so we did our last cleaning last Sunday, and you know, so I'm leaving church now. There were other people in the building as well. Some people were doing construction work and various projects. And so I'm leaving the church, and I'm driving straight down A Street, and I'm about to merge onto Normal Boulevard, which is like there's an extra lane where I'm waiting to get a break to merge onto Normal. So I'm making like kind of veering towards, I veer towards the right, and then I have to go over to the left. Anyway, so I'm sitting there, and I saw a car coming. That was the reason why I parked. Like I was being pushed into the direction of the lane I'm heading into, but it was so sudden, and then I just felt pain. I did hear like a loud crash or a bang. The back of my head exploded in pain. And I'm just trying to figure out.
You're going in and out. You're going in and out.
Okay. So I'm going to, I just took the phone off of the off of speaker. Hopefully you guys can hear me now.
This is better.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. All right, so as I, I'm just recoiling. I'm like, what was that? Of course, it's been somebody just rear-ended me. I'm just like, just stopped waiting to merge, and I got struck from behind so hard. And then I looked and I saw a familiar face because the young man that came to my right side, he said, are you okay? Are you okay? And I said, my head. I have a brain aneurysm, and it's like 2 millimeters small, you know, like, that's the size of it, so they can't do anything really. They're just monitoring it. And so that was my main concern, you know, like, Lord, please help in this situation. So the young man, I recognize him because he was one of the people that was at church doing construction work. He's the son of one of our, you know, like, he's not a member at our church, but he comes from time to time. And so I said, what's your name? He said, Ben. And I was like, he said, no, you get a free massage or something. He's a massage therapist. We kind of made light of it, but then I was praising God, and I said, let us pray. So I prayed with him, and, you know, he called him because I refused to move. I said, I'm not getting out of this van. First and foremost, I was in the line of traffic now, how the vehicle was positioned. So that's the praise report as well, that nothing struck me because I was literally pushed out into the line of traffic. I was waiting to get on, but then this sudden push, I was like right there, and it's like it was just God's hand that kept me and from any other vehicle coming and, you know, pretty much plummeting into me. And so, you know, we waited for the police officers to come. And, you know, the funny thing is that not only, because this vehicle that I was driving, I surrendered, I had a leased vehicle up until May of this year. And I surrendered it because of the fact that I'm so close to my job. I'm like within 10 minutes walking. And I was like, I'm wasting money every month paying a car note, but that I really, I'm driving my vehicle very short distances. And so my landlady, she said, oh, we have a vehicle that's just sitting there. You can rent it. So I'm renting this vehicle for $100. And then as the cop comes, come to find out that not only the landlady that, you know, the house that I'm renting and her vehicle, this young man that hit me from behind, he was actually on his way to her house for rehearsals because she's a musician. And he's also their neighbor. So he was communicating back and forth with her. By the time I got on the phone with her, she said, oh, that's why Ben just texted me and said, I just rear-ended your car and I'm apologizing. And so it was just, I said, I don't know what God has, what the outcome of this entire situation is, but I give him praise. I'm without a vehicle. And I don't know if it's also a testimony for my kids. It's a witness because I have complete peace. My daughter that just returned home, she's like, Mom, we don't have a car. And she's worried. And I said, I am not worried. I said, God, who has supplied our needs so many times, he has a plan. This did not take him by surprise. And so that's the faith that I'm holding on to in terms of him providing a vehicle for us. I have all these friends in our community that keep saying, if you need a ride, give me a call. Give me a call. I'll take you to church. And so they're coming out of the woodwork, and I know that this is what God, this is also a testimony or something for her to witness as to how God supplies our needs. And so I praise my God this morning that I'm alive. I have some slight headaches and just a little sore, but it is not unto death, my situation that has happened. It's a moment to give him a high praise and how wonderful he is, how much of a huge protector he is, how much he provides for us. And to God be the glory in terms of whatever is the outcome of either me getting a vehicle to drive in or whatever, I give him praise and I'm waiting with my hands outstretched and expecting him to bless. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you. Sister Wong, would you give our benediction as when we conclude the show this evening, I mean this morning?
Can you repeat that,
can
sir?
Can you give our benediction later? I'm so impressed with your story. Later, I mean when we conclude the program this morning.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
All right, thank you for that. Thank you. Okay. Thank you for blessing us with that story this morning. What a connection. That's like a God move. You know, the person that rear-ended you is going to the same house that you were living in. That's amazing. This time we're going to go to our third and final prayer warrior for this morning. That's going to be Sister Evans. Sister Evans, we're going to open up the lines for everyone who may not have gotten their prayer requests in, but we're going to ask that you be so kind to pray for the speaker of the hour. Sister Nila Lewis, please pray for her. Good morning once again, Sister Evans. Sister Evans?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Sister Walker again.
Good morning. Yes, yes, yes. So we're going to open up the prayer lines. If anyone has a special prayer request, we know that Ms. Williams was trying to get in. Ms. Williams, go ahead. Sister Williams, okay, perhaps she's not there. We're going to open up the prayer lines now for all of those who have a special prayer request.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anyone that has a special prayer request? You can certainly go at this time.
I have a prayer request. Okay. This is Sister Shannon. I want the prayer request to be over my children and my godchildren. God knows what they stand in need of. I just want to give their names. My son, Christopher. My godson, Zach. My godson, Matthias. My goddaughter, Cohen. My goddaughter, Micaiah. My goddaughter, Tamar. My goddaughter, Raynell. And my goddaughter, Pumpkin. Actually, instead of Pumpkin, that's her, what we call her, Chanel. Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning. I would like, this is Rosette. I would like to pray for my cousins in the Bahamas who experiencing bereavement in their family. And also I would like to pray for family unity, my family's unity. And then also a special prayer for a coworker on my job.
Good morning.
Good morning. And what is your name? May I ask?
This is Sister Althea, Sister Althea Williams. Good morning to everyone. I'd like to make a special prayer request. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm hearing
you. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. I would like a special prayer request for my son, Daryl Williams, who has kidney failure and has been recently discharged from the hospital due to a low blood count. He's doing much better today, thanks. But I'm requesting continued prayers, and also for my two other sons, Gavin and Kevin Williams. Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello. Oh, my name is Merv Blake. I'm calling from Florida.
What is your name?
Merv Blake, Sister Blake. I'm calling from Florida.
Praise God.
It's the first time coming on the program. First time coming on the program. And I'm asking for prayer for myself, my children, but most of all for a brother of mine who was dropped off of my house since the 18th of May by a friend of his who took him from where he was living and dropped him off here, saying that she would come up for him after 3 days. She had not returned. He has a mental problem, and I'm going through the living hell in my house with him. I have been cursed day after day. I have to take care of him. I had 11 surgeries done on both of my hands. And every day, I have to make sure he takes a shower. I get up in the mornings. I don't do anything for myself. I don't eat. I make him breakfast. I clean up after him. I do his laundry. I give him a meal, lunchtime, evening time. I give him his dinner, food that I cook prepared in the house for him. And I'm getting the worst name. I am wicked. I am a wicked woman, and I'm a liar. And I'm giving him poison. Every meal that I give to him, poison is in there.
Uh-huh.
And it's like I'm going in depression. I can't take it. My children are hurting. I'm trying to get help. The doctors are trying to help me. I want to put him into a home. And last Friday, I called the home. I gave them all the information that they need, all the paperwork from the doctors that they need to give me the help to relieve me from the problems and the depression that I am ended up in, because I can't take it any longer. I can't sleep at night. I'm in constant pain with my hands. And when I do get some sleep, I have to be, I don't know. I can't sleep well. I don't sleep well because he's opening up the doors. He's going out. No, nobody will go. We had to call the police one time. He went out. We don't know what time of the night he left the house. The door was wide open when my daughter got out to get to work. The door was wide open. It was nowhere to be found. They find him. They bring him back, and I ask them to put him into a mental place. They said they can't do it like that. I don't know what to do. I'm asking to pray because even today, this morning, I wake up, I'm talking to God from 4 o'clock. I can't sleep. I'm asking God to remove him in whatever way he can because this is not fair for me. He's not my child. He's only a brother. And I can't take it anymore. The other sisters and brothers don't do anything. They don't even call to ask, how are your hands doing? How are you managing? I am the one that's going through this. I'm up to my head. I can't do anything more. I'm just begging for prayers. My friends here are praying for me. My church families are praying for me. But I cannot handle this anymore. Even today, if he comes
all right, we'll go with that.
I want him to go.
Well, sorry to interrupt. We'll go with that. We're going to pray this morning.
Let's close down with that one.
We're going to go with that. We're going to have another prayer warrior. Come on. We're going to have another prayer warrior. Come on. Shortly. But we're going to have to go with that because we want to give the speaker enough time as well. So any other prayer requests, we're going to do that. We're going to have another prayer warrior come on. So, Sister Evans, if you go with that, we appreciate that. Thank you.
Welcome, Holy Spirit. We are in your presence. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Come and take control. Lord of living water, Lord of mercy, this morning we come before you, Lord. The book prayer reminds us that prayer lay hold upon the infinite power. Prayer does not bring God down, but it brings us up to him. Holy Spirit of God, we are in your presence right now, and we need a fresh anointing. Pour out your spirit this morning, dear God, upon this waiting congregation. True faith and true prayer, Lord. Like Nehemiah called, and all, they get their prayers answered. Father, we don't just want to come with words, but we want to come with faith, because that's all that pleases you. If the prayer that is made does not attach with faith coming up to you, it's going to return to sender. Yes. Because you said the prayer of faith, it shall save the sick. The prayer of faith, that's what gets the work done. And the book of Mark 11:23-24, it said when the prayer of faith is made, we must believe. Because if we don't believe, we will not see the result. We will not get the answer. So what are we doing? What are we praying for? If we go to God daily and just bombarding him with words, but there are no faith that attach. So God, this morning, you are the living water that we are drawing from this morning. And Holy Spirit of God, we need you this morning. Because if we don't have you, we are like dead men bones and like filthy rugs. So God, as I approach your throne room this morning, forgive me of my sins. Forgive me of my shortcoming. Forgive me this morning where I doubt and err from your promises, dear God. Because your promises are true. Your promises are yes and amen. They're sealed, they're signed, and they're forever settled in heaven. And you remind us that you send the word. You sent your word, and you heal, you delivered. My God, so this morning, you said we're two or three are gathered together, touching anything concerning you. You are there right there in the midst of us, Lord. And I know you are here this morning because one says 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight. So here we are this morning kneeling before you, O God. You hear the request. You hear the request that comes in. You intercept it before it comes to us because you see the heart. You said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So you hear all these requests. You read the thought and the mind. So God, this morning, here I am in agreement with the others that are holding on this morning, praying for the speaker this morning of the hour. Oh God, that you will take the life call from the altar and you will present it on that lip this morning. You will let the words of our heart, dear God, come through the Holy Spirit as the Holy Spirit of God speed, and it comes through live and direct from your throne room, that souls will be saved, that the listener's heart will be receptive. Oh God, we pray this morning for a special anointing. We pray this morning, oh God, for that anointing to come and to cover the hearts of those who will hear. Oh God, this morning, you see all the requests that comes in. You see Shannon, Lord Jesus, and her children. Oh God, there are so many. She's asking for deliverance and a coverage and protection and salvation and healing for her children and her God children. There are a lot of them. You know the names of them. I don't need to go through the list of the names because you have the names even before she present them. You know them by name and by nature, and you know Shannon's heart desire for the children and the God children that she's requesting prayer for. Oh God, that you will protect them, that you will direct their steps, that you will order them in the way that you need them to go, dear God, that you will cover them with the blood of Jesus Christ, that no failure, no disappointment, dear God. Oh, you are the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for you to do? No, God, there's nothing. So we pray this prayer this morning in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the power of the Holy Spirit, that you will meet Sister Shannon and her children and her God children, and you will grant unto them the desires of her heart. Oh God, this morning, we want to pray for that cousin in the Bahamas. Lord, we want to pray this morning for the entire family, for unity, for love, for a bond. Oh God, this morning, wherever the fire is, the water have to halt it. Wherever the discouragement is, dear God, you got to send. Lord, sometimes the family need reinforcement. Lord Jesus, this morning, I want to pray for this individual this morning. I'm asking of you, God, not to pass, but to stop by, Lord. Stop by like you stopped with that man with the withered hand. Blind Bartimaeus, in this village this morning of all of these requests, there is a village, Lord. And when you leave that village, there was no mourn because you healed them all. So as you enter into this village this morning, please, God, asking of you, bring unity, bring love, bring strength. Oh, God, we pray for Aitia this morning and her son who had kidney failure. Lord God, this morning, you created the kidneys. You have all the spare parts, even where the doctors fail. Because medication does not do anything, Lord. You just put a band-aid on the sickness, Lord. But you are the God of heaven and earth. You created the human anatomy. And you ask us the question, whose report will we believe? Lord, we believe your report because your report said we are healed, we are delivered, we are set free. So God, I speak life into these kidneys this morning. I speak wholeness and healing and strength, dear God, that the creatine, dear God, whatever is missing from this kidney to be filtering in the right way, Lord, you replace it because you had created the kidneys, Lord. So in the name of Jesus, we command failure to turn into strength. You send your word this morning to this young man, to his kidneys. Also my adopted son, Sean, who is on dialysis, that he may come off of it, Lord God. sickness. We speak life to you this morning. We speak healing and wholeness to you this morning. And her other sons, dear God, as she cry out for her children, like Rachel cry out, dear God, and you tell us mothers, stop crying, because they will come back to their own borders. So, God, in the name of Jesus this morning, we are grateful that you still sit high and you still look low and that you are still in control. God, we pray for Sister Blake and her children. We pray for Sister Blake, who has so many issues, Lord. But these issues does not deter you, Lord. When you went to the cross, you said, it is finished. And we know that it is finished. Just look at the nail prints in your hand, the scars on your back, the thorn around your head, the spear in your side. Lord, you said, it is finished. It was completed that day at Calvary. Oh, God, and as you passed by the man in the tomb, Lord, mentally deranged, oh God, we're filled with the demons, and they said religion, because there are many. God, this young man that was dropped off, the same issue, Lord. So we pray this morning that you will stop by this house. You will call these demons out, dear God, that attack his mind mentally, emotionally, and bring some peace to this family. Let your will be done, oh God, today. Let your will be done. Let your kingdom come in everyone that sent a request in this morning on this device, including, dear God, Dr. Walker's niece. We have been praying for her. God, it is your will be done on earth in our individual lives, just the way you have it recorded in heaven. No mental illness is here. In fact, there's no sickness or no disease in heaven. So we claim this morning that your will be done. Even when the doctor said it's brain dead, we ain't getting anything. Lazarus was dead 4 days. Sink in the grave. But when you resurrect him, you did not tell Mary and Martha, go see a specialist. Oh, God, and you are that same God today that we are calling upon. So we are asking that you pass by today, dear God, and stop. Stop in these villages, because you said when you depart the village, there was no one mourning, Lord, because you healed them all. So stop by the bedside this morning, oh God, even that individual who we are praying with the double lungs transplant. Lord God, this morning, we lift them up before you. And every single one who has an issue, every single one this morning, dear God, with physical and emotional and mental disorder and sickness and disease, Lord God, we are speaking life this morning, because you said death and life is in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So God, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, this morning, we are speaking life and health. Where sickness and disease take root. We command you to come out in the name of Jesus. We want to pray for Dr. Walker this morning. Oh God, as he have in his position a tool that he's about to use, dear God, to enhance the world. Father, we ask for strength for him this morning. Strength and courage and wisdom from an eye. Hear us today, dear God, as we pray, knowing that you hear and answer even before we open our mouth. And we say, thank you, God, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God.
Amen, amen, for that powerful prayer. We realize we had a number of other prayer requests, and I know we're running out of time, but we just want to do what God, the Spirit moves us to do, and we have Sister Pam Clark, who was actually the first person on the line this morning. I didn't recognize her number. And I apologize to you, Sister Pam Fly. Good morning, Sister Pam Fly.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. So we want to thank all of our prayer warriors, and we're going to bring Sister Pam Clark in and open up the phone lines once again, you all, for another session of prayer. And we thank all of our prayer warriors. I just feel that it wouldn't be fair. She was the very first person online this morning. Sister Clark, I apologize to you. I didn't recognize your number. And thank you, Sister Shannon, for that update. We're going to open up the phone lines just quickly here. If you have a prayer request, Sister Pam Clark, if you write these down, give her your name quickly and your prayer request. And this will be followed by the, I think we have the introduction of speaker, which will come by Sister Shannon Clark. And then that will be followed by the song of meditation by Elder Jude. And then we'll have the speaker of the hour. So I do apologize, you all, for this. It's my fault. I take blame for it. All right. Any prayer requests at this time, let it be known, please.
Alex Floyd and Mackenzie Floyd. And I also want to put myself on the line, Ben Floyd, for wisdom going forward in this life so I can be a blessing to others.
Hi, this is Teresa Morton. I just wanted to ask for prayer for my brother Sam, who will be a year on a trach and a feeding tube, and I'm flying to Ohio this week coming up, meeting with my family to send him home, possibly take him off all that stuff. By faith, we're trusting God's healing. Thank you. This is Teresa.
This is Sister Lewis. Happy Sabbath. I just want to pray for my children, especially my daughter, who is suffering now from lupus and pneumonia. And I know that God is able. I pray for my brothers and sisters, my nieces, my nephews, all my grandnieces and grandnephews. I pray for my grandchildren. I just pray for the world. We all need prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
Good morning, Dr. Walker. Could you hear me?
Yes, we can. Uh-huh.
Yes. Yes, good morning, everyone. Yeah, this is Sister Marjorie. I just would like you to say a prayer for one of my nephew's daughter's mom. Her name is Stephanie. She found out recently that she has cancer. So just to say a prayer for her. Also a prayer for my family, my children, my grandchildren, and everyone. And also a prayer for my business that I may get more customers and more reps. Thank you all.
All right, we'll go with those. Sister Clark, if you don't mind, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. I would start with praying for Stephen, since that was the last one, and her business. Oh, Lord, we just thank you, Lord. You said we can come to your throne at any time. We can come raggedy. We can come clean. We can come shining like a diamond, Lord, and you'll be there for us no matter what. So we just thank you, Lord. All of this just reminds me of the saints after Jesus, such a devastation, dying on the cross in their minds, feeling like they were left alone and everybody was all in fear. And they were in that room praying, some wholeheartedly believing, some was in doubt, but nevertheless, they were praying and they were praying together. So, Lord, and he appeared in their midst. And, Lord, you are that God that you will appear in our midst. You will come, you will hear us, and you will touch us, and you will challenge us in our minds to believe every word that has been spoken in your book. So, Lord, I just thank you right now for all these petitions. I thank you for her business. I thank you for her children and all that you're doing. Stephen, with cancer, I hope I got that right, family member. So, Lord, we just thank you right now. And Sister Lewis, whose daughter is dealing with lupus and pneumonia, and just the family, Lord, always lifting up our families and praying for our families. Everyone on this line is not just here for themselves, but they're here for someone else. And we always, that's what you're calling us. You're calling us to stand in the gap, to be that person that will help bear our sister and brother's burden, that we will take them in the midnight hour when they're in need. So we just thank you for that, Lord. Teresa Morton's brother, who is about to come home, Lord, who you're going to accept. And we just thank you for that, Father. But only you know that, Lord. You know the hearts of all men. You don't look on the outward appearance. Only you have those answers, and you know all that. Lord, it's our will that all those that we love, that pass through this life, that they come and sit with you, Lord, that we all will be able to sup at the table. That is our desire. We want to come and be with you. And for Brother Alex, Lord, he is looking for wisdom. You said, if any man like wisdom, let him ask, Lord. You said, with everything, get wisdom, get knowledge, get understanding. Your word is constantly telling us to seek wisdom. So, Lord, we just thank you for your words, because your words are wisdom. Lord, we just thank you right now that everyone on this line will receive the wisdom that they need for their situation, that they will receive knowledge and understanding for their situation. You are not the God of dark. You are that lamp and that path that we walk on, Lord. You are that light. You guide us. You direct us. You are not the God that allows us to go into something without instruction. You always gave instruction in battle. You always told what was coming, and you're still doing it, Lord. So we just need the ears to hear you, Father, to be fit and ready for the battle, Lord. We need to be able to hear, turn right, turn left, go straight, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be in tune with our master's voice. So we thank you right now, Lord, that as you would impart wisdom in all these situations, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that right now you are in our midst. And we thank you, Father, for all that you will do and all that you have done. And it's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so, excuse me, thank you so much, Sister Pam Clark, for that wonderful prayer. And again, I apologize for the last minute notice and not recognizing your number. And thank you for being first on our line. That means a lot that you got up early enough to honor your commitment to be a part of the program. Thank you. At this time, we're going to go ahead with our introduction of our speaker, and that will be followed by the Song of Meditation by Elder Jude, Sister Shannon.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good morning. I want to introduce my friend. I actually met her name is Nola Lewis. Look, she's a nurse. She's a pastor. She's all that. But I met her many years ago on a prayer line. And when this woman would pray, she reminded me so much of my grandmother that is resting and waiting on the Lord. So I asked her, I said, is it okay if I call you Grandma Lewis? And she just laughed. Everyone loves Grandma Lewis laugh. And she just laughed and said, yes, my baby. Yes, my baby. And this is my grandmother, Lewis. She's my sister. She's my friend. She's my prayer warrior. Whenever I'm in need, I can call her and I can complain, and she's going to say, let's pray about it, baby. So I love her so much. So I'm going to keep it brief. This beautiful woman of God grew up in a Presbyterian home. She accepted Christ at the age of 11 years old. She was the first Seventh-day Adventist in her family. She had a rough time trying to convince everyone in her family that the Sabbath and to become Sabbath keepers. But finally, the family was convinced to accept the truth. However, her mother, her brothers, and other relatives accepted the Sabbath as well. Grandma's mission is love for her fellow men. This is why God has given her the gift of being a nurse. She's getting ready to be blessed with 45 years of marriage to Wesley Grandpa Lewis. And during that union, they birthed three children, Andre, Andreen, and Aisha. So let's listen and hear the woman of God speak.
Good
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul. Worship his holy name. The sun comes up. It's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul. Worship his holy name. You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness, I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul. Worship his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Oh, my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, worship his holy name. Worship his holy name. I'll worship your holy name. Amen.
Lord. Praise the Lord. Worship his holy name. Praise be to God. Thank you so much for that special music. Praise his wonderful name. Thank you, Sister Shannon. Thank you, my dear, who has brought this wonderful song to us this morning. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before you just to lift up your holy name. Could you please tender our hearts? Make ready our hearts to receive your word and accept your word, because unless we accept your word and live them out in our daily lives, we shall not see your face. Oh, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, remove the old dragon this morning. Remove him, God, and let Jesus Christ be heard and be seen, so that all of us on this prayer line can hear your word and live them out in our daily lives. Jesus, so that when you come in the clouds of heaven, our hearts will be so glad, because we'll be going to spend those thousands of years together in the earth made new, where we will keep the holy Sabbath day of rest. This Sabbath day of rest will go straight on in eternity. So, Lord Jesus, hear us this morning and grant us your peace. Grant us your peace. In the precious, wonderful name of Jesus, praise ye the Lord. This morning I want to, I'm not preaching, I'm not a preacher, just want to share with you some text from the Word of God. And I would invite you to get your paper and your pen and your book or your paper, whatever. But
it would be good to write it in a book, but if you don't have a book, write it on your paper, put it up in your Bible, and go over these texts, because I do not have time to read all these texts, but write them down so you can go over them, because they are from the Word of God. Hallelujah. So write them down. It's over 100 texts, so I have to go fast. And you know, it's 100 Bible facts on the Sabbath day. And just to say that when I was a little girl, my mother used to send me to the shop. We call it now the grocery store. And she would give a list. The list would not be on paper. The list would be said, and we had to take it in our minds to the shop or to the shopkeeper. And we would be going over in our minds what Mom said we should buy, and it could be 11 things. But by the time we go, attempt to go around the corner where she wouldn't see us anymore, she would say, "Remember the salt." And we would say, "Yes, Mom." She said, "Remember the salt." I was wondering why she always say, "Remember the salt." Because now I realize that with all the cooking that would be going on, and there is no salt, the food wouldn't taste good. So she said, "Remember the salt." The salt was the cheapest, but it was the most important thing to her, the salt. And there are a lot of people who say Seventh-day Adventists talk about the Sabbath so much. But the reason why, it's because Satan has gone into God's Ten Commandments and has removed the Sabbath, which is the salt. It is the salt of all the commandments, because it tells about who is the Creator God, where he dwells, and how he lives within us. And he's the ruler of heaven and earth, the seas, and all of them. And so therefore the devil knows that, and he wants the worship. So he goes into God's commandment and try to remove the God who is the Creator of heaven and earth, and put himself and put another day. Therefore, that is why it is so important for us to help people to know that Satan, he is the one who tries to remove God's holy Sabbath day and put in his day that looks so close. It looks so close, but it is not. So let us find out from the Word of God, from the Bible, what God has to say about his Sabbath day. So what our objective today is, why keep the Sabbath day? What is the object, the Sabbath? Who made it? When was it made? And for whom? Which day is the true Sabbath? Many keep the first day of the week or Sunday. What Bible authority have they for this change? Some keep the seventh day or Saturday. What scripture have they for that? Here are the facts about both days as plainly stated in the Word of God. So I'll give you some facts on the Sabbath and some facts on Sunday. So listen carefully, and I pray and hope that God will take charge of our hearts. We will surrender this morning to God's true Sabbath. After working the first 6 days of the week in creating this earth, the great God rested on the seventh day. And write it down. You will find that in Genesis 2, verses 1 to 3. I do not have time to read the scriptures, but please go them over and read it for yourself. Genesis 2, verses 1 to 3. This stamped the day as God's rest day or Sabbath day. A Sabbath day means rest day. To illustrate, when a person is born on a certain day, that day thus becomes his birthday. So when God rested upon the seventh day, that day became his rest day or his Sabbath day. Remember now, that day is not ours, it is God's. He gives us 6 days for ourselves. God is so benevolent. 6 days for ourselves. He says 6 days, take those days and work and play ever you need to do. But I am asking you back for one day out of the seven, because that is my day. I blessed that day, I hallowed it, and I sanctified it. And that's my rest day, not because I'm tired, but because I want to bring all of you who are tired to come and rest with me on this holy day. Therefore, the seventh day must always be God's Sabbath day. Can you change your birthday from the day on which you were born to one on which you were not being born? No, neither can you change God's rest day to a day on which he did not rest. Hence, the seventh day is still God's Sabbath day of rest. The Creator blessed the seventh day. Look, in Genesis 2, verse 3, he blessed that day. Can you bless a day? Can I bless a day? No, only God can bless a day. He sanctified the seventh day. Look at Exodus 20, verse 11. Remember now, write them down. Write them down. He made it the Sabbath day, Garden of Eden. Genesis 2. Verses 1 to 3. He did that in the Garden of Eden at creation. At creation. A lot of people say, oh, the Sabbath is for the Jews. There was no Jew or Gentile or whoever at creation. No. God said he made man. It wasn't Jew or Gentile. Nobody was there except man. Man, there was no nation. He made it the Sabbath in the Garden of Eden, Genesis 2, verses 1 to 3. It was made before the fall. Hence, it is not a type for types. Were not into, it was not introduced until after the fall. So it was not a ceremonial law because there was no fall. Adam and Eve were perfect, perfect before God. Jesus says it was made for man. Hallelujah. Look for that in Mark 2, verse 27. Write them down. That is for the race. The word man is here unlimited. Hence, for the Gentile as well as for the Jew. It is a memorial of creation. Exodus 20, verses 11. Exodus 31, verse 17. Write them down. Every time we rest on the seventh day, as God did at creation, we commemorate or we celebrate that grand event. It was given to Adam, the head of the human race, Mark 2, verse 27, and Genesis 2, verses 1 to 3. This great Sabbath day was given to Adam. Oh, Adam, why given to Adam? Because Adam was the head. Praise be to God. And so Eve was supposed to follow in his footsteps. Hence, through him, as our representative to all nations, Acts 17, verse 26. It is not a Jewish institution, for it was made 2,300 years before ever there was a Jew. The Bible never calls it the Jewish Sabbath, but always the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. Men should be cautious how they stigmatize, they put a stigma on God's holy rest day. Evident reference is made to the Sabbath and the seventh day week as through the patriarchal age. Genesis 2, 1 to 3, Genesis 8, verse 10, Genesis 29, verse 27, 28, and other chapters. It was a part of God's law before Sinai. So it was not given on Sinai to Moses on two tables of stone first. It was after the fall. It was given before the fall, and it was again given after the fall on Mount Sinai. Praise God. That was taken from Exodus 16, verse 4 and 27 to 29. Then God placed it in the heart of his moral law. So God gave it in the Garden of Eden. He gave it on Mount Sinai. God wrote it with his finger on two tables of testimony. Have you ever seen anywhere else in the Bible where God wrote with his fingers on stone? Have mercy. Do you see why the devil is wrought with God's Ten Commandments? That's the only place we can find in the Bible where God wrote his ten characters on two tables of stone, two tables of testimony. Do you see? No wonder why the devil is so wrought. Why he's so wrought with God's Sabbath? Look into it. Look into it. Search it out in your heart. Then God placed it in the heart of his moral law. Exodus 20, verses 1 to 17. Why did he place it there if it was not like the other nine precepts, which all admit to be immutable? That means it cannot be erased. He puts it in our heart. Don't you feel and see these Ten Commandments in your heart, in your mind? Every time you move around, every time you are awakened, you know what sin is. Sin is the transgression of the law of God. Hallelujah. The seventh-day Sabbath was commanded by the voice of the living God. Read Deuteronomy 4, verse 12 and 13. Write them down. Write them down. It's from the Word. Hallelujah. Then he wrote the commandments with his own finger. Exodus 31, verse 18. Write it down. He engraved it in the enduring stone, indicating its imperishable nature. Have you ever seen a stone perish? Have mercy. Deuteronomy 5, verse 22. Write it down. It was sacredly preserved in the ark, in the Holy of Holies. Hallelujah. Find it in Deuteronomy 10, verses 1 to 5. God forbade work upon the Sabbath, even in the most hurrying times. Exodus 34, verse 21. In Ezekiel 20, verses 12 and 13, it talks about God destroyed the Israelites in the wilderness because they profaned the Sabbath. You know, God gave them manna 6 days a week, and he said, gather manna, just enough for each day, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And on Friday, the preparation day, he says, pick up double time. Pick up double enough. And so when they pick up more than enough for Sabbath, or they didn't pick up any on Friday. They tried to go out to gather manna. They wouldn't see any. God would say, stone him, Moses, stone her. They have disobeyed my commandments. They went out on Sabbath to pick up manna because they didn't believe in the true and living God. So be careful. Be careful, because God in his infinite mercy, he doesn't stone anybody anymore. But because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the Son of Man are fully set in them to do evil. So be careful. Do not break God's Sabbath day. So I think maybe my time is up. Maybe I have 5 minutes more. It was sacredly preserved in the ark, and God forbade work upon his Sabbath day, Exodus 34:21. God destroyed all the Israelites. It is a sign, the true God by which we are known, we know him from false gods, Ezekiel 20:20. That was the text that broke my mother's heart to know that God is depending upon her to keep the Sabbath day. Ezekiel 20:20. Jeremiah 17:24-25. Write them down. Nehemiah 13:18. Jeremiah 17:27. Isaiah 56:6-7. And Isaiah 56:2. And Isaiah 58:12-13. And John 15:10. Exodus 20:10, Mark 2:23-28, and Matthew 12:12, Matthew 24:20, and Acts 13:14, Luke 23:56, and Acts 13:34, and we will stop there for today. Maybe, Dr. Walker, we may have to have another week of this, because there's a lot to talk about God's seventh-day Sabbath. Praise be to God. He has shown us in his scripture, and may God bless us today as we determine in our heart to love God and to keep holy his Sabbath day. Praise be to God. Have a blessed day in Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Sister Lewis, and we do apologize for the short time that you had. And yes, we will do a part two on this, because I know that if you read the Old Testament, as she's saying, you will see that God takes the Sabbath very seriously. And that's the only commandment, as she said, that has the word remember. And he says to keep it holy. And we had also Sister Evans who told us how to keep the Sabbath holy. So we will do a part two and have both of you all come back to reiterate and to complete this in. I promise to give you more time for that. And once again, thank you and thank all of you all for participating with us this morning. I want to go ahead now, and we want to do a little housekeeping before Kim Lee Wong comes and gives us the benediction. And we want to just say to you all that mark your calendars for September 24th, that's going to be our International Divine Intervention Day program. If you want to participate on program, please contact any member of our staff, Ms. Woodbury, of course, Sister Lewis, even Ms. Evans, Principal LeBron, or you can contact me personally. Also, there was a note that came in. The lady who had an issue with her tenant, I'm not sure if it was her brother, if you're still listening, please call our office. We may have some information for you. You can get in touch with any one of our staff. They can give you that number. You can go online at drjessewalker.com, drjessewalker.com. Send us a message, and we may have some information for you. And anytime any of you all want to get in touch with us, just go to that website, send us a note, and we will be glad to respond to you. Okay, so once again, September the 24th, mark your calendar for the International Divine Intervention Day program. We're going to ask that you all continue in prayer, because especially for our young people, We heard Sister Shannon come on earlier with a lot of her godchildren. She's following, obviously, in the footsteps of her grandma, Lewis, you know, whom everybody loves. So that's a very powerful piece. And I think that we need to clearly, every day, each one of us is on this line. If you would, and I'm giving us a challenge, including myself, we need to be praying for the youth of this world, because the devil is really, really, really going strongly at them. Whether it's your son, your daughter, whether it's a neighbor's child, even if it's somebody you don't know, just pray for the youth of this world, because I was looking at an article and it was saying that the church has the greatest impact on young people. But it wasn't talking about the literal church that we know the church to be, a place where you go worship God. It was actually talking about the movies. It was actually talking about the movies. They're calling this the church. And it's not just movie going to the movie theater. It's talking about even the movies that they watch on television, because they will use the name of God. And I'm giving you what I've heard here, what I've seen. They will curse the name of God repeatedly. They will attack the names of people. They will attack people, you know, verbally. And it's, all of this is degradation. All of this is putting down. They will use profane words that just, I mean, have no real purpose behind it. So we're talking about, you know, and we're instructed to guard our minds and guard our hearts. And I heard one person come on, and whose daughter, she was praying for her, and she requested special prayer for her, where it was saying that her daughter used to be the one to lead the thought of guarding our minds and our hearts, and now the devil is trying to distract her. So I'm putting this in with a little bit more time and saying, listen, let's pray for the young people every single day, because the devil is going after them. And you notice that crime is on the uprise with our young people. That's what the devil wants. Just, I got so much news this week that it's overwhelming. 19-year-old killed four people. A 19-year-old killed four people, and they showed the picture. He was smiling. And this is like, this is unheard of. Well, I mean, in our time, it is heard of. But the devil is after the young people. And anything that God takes pleasure in, you know, he talks about children are likened to the kingdom of heaven. You know, he talks about that. He talks about his Sabbath. And anything that God has done, anything that Jesus has done on this planet, the devil has come with a counterfeit. And that's what Sister Evans was talking about this morning. And don't just take our word for any of this here. Go research for yourself. Look at the Roman Catholic Church in the year A.D. 325, how it was, the Sabbath was changed from Saturday to Sunday. So go do the research yourself. Go do the research yourself. And whatever you come up with, I mean, whatever, and ask God to lead you in spirit and in truth. All right, we're out of time, and I've been going over, and I don't think we have anything else. Let me just double check with Principal LeBron to see if we have anything that I may have missed in today's programming. Or let's bring in also Sister Shannon to see if there's anything that I want to, that I may have missed, or anything that she wants to comment on the young. Let's start with Principal LeBron. So Principal LeBron, did I miss anything? All right, perhaps Principal LeBron's not there. Let's bring in Ms. Shannon. Ms. Shannon, anything that I may have missed in retrospect to the youth?
No, Dr. Jesse, you just said it. We just have to pray. We just have to pray for our youth, for our young people, because we're in some perilous times, as the word has spoken. So, amen. I touch and agree with that.
Amen. Amen. All right, this time we'll go ahead with our closing benediction with Sister Kim Lee Wong. Sister Kim Lee Wong.
Okay, so we have come to that time once again, and a scripture that's near and dear to my heart is rejoicing in hope. This is according to Romans 12:12. Rejoicing in hope. Patience in tribulation. Continuing instant in prayer. And there's a quote that I want to leave with you as well as we continue instant in prayer. Aim at heaven and you will get earth thrown in. Aim at earth. And so now let us say the benediction. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. This is the formula we can depend on as Christians. So as we've been fed spiritually, I pray this morning as we've heard Sister Lewis and Sister Evans expound on the Sabbath, may you have a wonderful and beautiful, restful Sabbath, because we've ceased from our labors and now we rest in God. So may God bless each and every one of us as we rest this day in Him. Amen.
Amen. This concludes our program. Happy Sabbath. Shalom, everyone. Have a beautiful, wonderful day.
Thank you, Dr. Walker. Have a good day, everyone. Thanks, Sister Lois.
Happy Sabbath, everyone.
Happy Sabbath, everyone. God bless.
Happy Sabbath.
Have a good day.
Keep safe and keep well, everyone. God bless you all. Thank you. Thank you for all your prayers and everything, everyone. Thank you. And for the message, Sister Lewis. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, my sister. Have a blessed day in Jesus, everyone.
Take care.
He's coming soon. Let us be ready to meet him.
Yes. God bless you all. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.